各位弟兄姐妹平安。我们非常感谢主，今天有三位弟兄姐妹受浸。
We thank the Lord that there are three brothers and sisters that received the baptism today.
他们三位做了一生当中最重要的决定，就是接受耶稣为救主，并且受浸归入他的名下。
The three of them have made the most important decision in their life, that is to receive Jesus as their personal Savior and to be baptized.
每个人一生当中都会做许多的决定，有关于结婚啦、工作啦、学业，都是很重要的决定。
Every one of us make many important decisions in our life, including our marriage and our career and our studies.
但是你一生当中最重要的决定就是决志信主。
But the most important decision for you is to decide to follow Jesus.
因为其他的决定都只是跟今生今世有关系。
Because all other decisions only concerns this life.
只有这个决定不但是影响到今生，而且影响到永生。
But your decision to accept Jesus affects eternity.
别的决定都只是决定你跟其他人之间的关系，只有这个决定是决定了你跟永生真神之间的关系。
All your other decisions only affect your relationship with other people, but this decision to follow Christ affects your relationship with God.
所以我要特别的来恭贺今天受浸的三位弟兄姐妹。
So I want to congratulate the three people that were baptized today.
恭喜你们三位用敬礼来表明你们跟耶稣基督之间的关系。
I want to congratulate you because through baptism you declare your relationship with God.
从今天起，你们跟主的关系就进入一个新的篇章。
From today on, your relationship with the Lord has a new beginning.
来到一个更加美好的境地。
And it advances to a better state.
那敬礼的作用是什么？
What is the actual meaning of baptism?
敬礼的作用在于表明一个人跟主耶稣之间的关系。
It really exemplifies a person's relationship with Jesus.
受敬的意义是用外面的行动来表明你里面的信心。
And through baptism, you tell others about your faith, your inner faith.
我里面已经信主了。
I have believed and trusted in God, in Jesus.
我和耶稣基督之间的关系已经确定了。
My relationship with Christ is certain.
然后我就受浸。
Then I get baptized.
用浸礼来表明我已经是属于耶稣基督的人了。
And through baptism, I want to let the public know that I belong to Christ.
圣经上讲到敬礼说，信而受浸。
And the Bible, when it talks about baptism, it says believe and baptize.
信是里面的，受浸是外面的。
Believe, the faith is inside, and the baptism is outward.
我们先有了里面，然后有外面。
We first have the contents inside, then we have the action outside.
如果还没有确定自己已经信了耶稣，那就还不要受浸。
If you are not certain if you have trusted in Jesus, then do not get baptized.
如果已经确定自己信耶稣了，你就应该受浸。
If you are certain that you have believed in Jesus, then you need to be baptized.
敬礼是教会的庆典。
And baptism is the celebration of the church.
每次有人受浸，大家都非常的高兴。
Every time anyone get baptized, we rejoice.
今年我们教会举行过四次的敬礼，总共有19位弟兄姐妹受浸。
This year, our church has four baptismal service, and a total of 19 people got baptized.
我们很感谢主，因为这间教会非常的有生命力。
We praise the Lord that this church has life, power of life.
我们不是死气沉沉的教会，而是充满活力的教会。
We are not a church that is dying, but we are a dynamic and lively church.
每年有许多人在这里信主，每年有许多人在这里受浸。
Every year, many people believe in the Lord, and many people get baptized.
有时候有人跟我说，王牧师，你们的教会学生多，流动率大，可能不太容易发展。
Sometimes someone would say to me, "Oh, Pastor Wong, you have a lot of students in your church, so the turnover is great. It's not easy to develop."
我说感谢主，就因为流动率大，所以神给我们的意象是一个国度的意象。
However, I said, "Praise the Lord, because of our great turnover, the mission, the vision that God has given us is a vision of the kingdom."
我们领人进入神的国度。
We lead people into God's kingdom.
又为神的国度培养人才。
And we also prepare leadership for God's kingdom.
这是我们教会存在的目的。
This is the purpose of our church.
我们领人进入神的国度，所以我们注重传福音，让我们去宣教。
In order that we can lead people into God's kingdom, we emphasize preaching the gospel with also missions.
我们为神的国度培养人才。
In order to nurture leadership,
所以我们注重灵命的发展，还有真理的教导。
We emphasize on nurturing spiritual development and also to teach the truth.
我们关心神的国度，神也祝福教会。
God bless the church as we are concerned in God's kingdom.
让我们看到教会在质跟量上都不断的成长。
And we can see that in through the years, God has blessed the church in the growing of quality and numbers of the church.
我们感谢主，也把一切的荣耀归给他。
We praise God and we give glory to God.
那关于敬礼，我是想有一点要提醒大家。
I want to remind everyone about baptism.
就是受浸只是信主的起点，不是信主的终点。
And that baptism is the beginning of a faith in the Lord, it's not the end.
有时候看到弟兄姐妹，他们很热心去传福音哈。
And sometimes I see that brothers and sisters are very fervent in witnessing.
他们为别人祷告，用爱心去关怀别人。
They pray for others and they also care for others.
那等到那个人一受浸，就松了一口气。
As soon as someone get baptized, they say, "Oh, wow, it's done."
就说好了，他信主了，受浸了，大功告成了。
It's good. He's now a Christian. He's baptized. The work is done.
那个受浸的人也想，好了，我现在终于受浸了，大功告成了。
And that other person also say, "Oh, yeah, I'm baptized now. Wow, it's over."
其实就好像那个婚礼啊，那婚礼是婚姻生活的起点。
Really, in reality, just like a wedding, the wedding is the beginning, is the commencing of married life.
敬礼也是信主生活的起点。
In the same way, baptism is the beginning of the life of trusting the Lord.
如果说你看到一个婚礼刚刚一举行完，婚礼一举行完，那个新郎跟新娘就各自提着一箱行李。
If right after the wedding, you see the bride and groom each carry their own luggage.
他们很有礼貌地互相一鞠躬，然后说大功告成，再见。
And they would bow to each other and say, "Now it's done, goodbye."
说完了就各自分道扬镳。
And after that, they just take off in their own ways.
那你看了之后一定觉得说很不可思议。
If you see this, you would thought that's unimaginable.
因为婚礼应该是一个起点。
Because wedding is a beginning.
那个结婚以后的日子才是真正的婚姻。
Because after that is the real marriage life.
那敬礼也是一样。
In the same way, it's for baptism.
受浸之后的日子才是真正信主的生活。
After the baptism is the beginning of your life trusting in the Lord.
那从此以后我们每天跟主同行。
And from now on, you need to walk with God.
我们每天在生活当中接受主的引导，接受他的祝福。
And in everyday life, you receive the guidance and blessings from the Lord.
我再用一个学生所熟悉的例子来做比喻。
I'd like to illustrate this with a very familiar thing about a student life.
那敬礼只是开学典礼，不是毕业典礼。
And baptism is like the ceremony for the beginning of academia.
我们基督徒的开学典礼在地上，但是我们的毕业典礼在天上。
So for Christians, the beginning of academia is on earth, but the graduation is in heaven.
我们受浸之后才开学。
When we have been baptized, we start our work.
我们的老师就是我们的主耶稣。
Our teacher is our Lord Jesus.
我们学习他的善良，学习他的慈爱。
We learn of his goodness and his compassion.
学习他的真理。
We learn of the truth.
学习他的柔和跟谦卑。
We also learn in his meek ways and humility.
直到有一天我们在天上见主的面为止。
Until one day we meet him face to face in heaven.
那也愿我们中间每一位已经信主受浸的弟兄姐妹继续的跟主学习。
And may every one of us that have been baptized continue to learn from the Lord.
我今天证道的题目是复活的主差遣门徒。
And today's my sermon topic is commissioned by the risen Lord.
这是第45次我们看约翰福音。
This is the 45th time that we study the book of the Gospel of John.
所根据的是约翰福音第20章19到23节。
And our text is from John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23.
约翰福音第二十章十九到二十三节，翻到之后，请我们同声来读一遍。
Please turn to your Bible, John chapter 20, verses 19 to 23. Let us read together.
无论你是读中文或英文，我们都一起同声来读。
We'll read together, whether you are using Chinese or English.
约翰福音二十章十九节，一起来。那日就是七日的第一日晚上，门徒所在的地方因怕犹太人门都关了，耶稣来站在当中对他们说，愿你们平安。说了这话就把手和肋旁指给他们看，门徒看见主就喜乐了。耶稣又对他们说，愿你们平安，父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。说了这话就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵，你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了，你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。首先我们看到复活的主向门徒显现。
First we see that the risen Lord appeared to the disciples.
那天晚上门徒因为怕犹太人所以门都关了。
That night because they were fearful of the Jews, they locked the doors.
突然耶稣就来了。
And all of a sudden, Jesus appeared before them.
圣经说耶稣就来了，就站在他们当中。
And the Bible said Jesus came and stood among them.
那个时候门都关了，耶稣没有敲门，也没有人去给他开门。
At that time, the door was locked. Jesus did not knock on the door or anyone open for him.
他就这样出现在他们中间。
He just appeared before them.
这告诉我们那个复活的身体啊，弟兄姐妹，有一天我们也会复活，那个复活的身体是超越物质的。
This really tells us that one day when we resurrect, and the body that we have will overcome the material things.
耶稣出现之后，他的第一句话是说，愿你们平安。
And the first thing that Jesus said to them is, peace be with you.
耶稣一见面，他就问候门徒，也祝福门徒。
And the first thing Jesus did is he greeted them and he blessed them.
圣经所说的平安不只是说很消极的免于灾祸。
And the peace that the Bible tells us is not just a passive peace that we have no trouble.
圣经的平安是有一个很积极的意思，是说你的身心灵都达到蒙福的状态。
And the peace that the Bible tells us is an active and is a progressive one is that your body, your heart, your soul is also at a state of blessedness.
我们教会每次见面的时候，大家都互相问安，都说平安。
And every time we gather together at church, we greet each other with peace.
我们是照着主耶稣基督的榜样来彼此的问候，也彼此的祝福。
We really follow the example of Jesus that we greet each other by saying peace.
接着主耶稣就把手跟肋旁指给他们看。
And then Jesus showed them his hands and his side.
耶稣被钉了十字架，所以他的手上哈是有伤痕。
Because Jesus was nailed on the cross, there were a nail scar on his hands.
那他的肋旁被那个兵用那个枪扎过，所以他的肋旁也有伤痕。
And his side was pierced by the soldiers, so there were scars also. at his side.
耶稣复活之后，他的身体改变很多，他可以穿越物质，但是他留着伤痕。
And after he was risen, his body has been changed, but yet he still carries the scar.
那这个伤痕是为了要给门徒做证据。
And these scars is evidence for the disciples.
接着圣经说，门徒看见主，他们就喜乐了。
And then immediately after that, the Bible tells us that the disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord.
我要请大家注意，就是一开始的时候，圣经说他们很害怕，他们怕犹太人把门都关了。
And we know that the Bible tells us that they were fearful of the Jews. They were very afraid.
那过了一会儿就说他们很喜乐。
And then, immediately they were overjoyed.
在很短的时间之内，他们整个人不一样。
In a very short time, they have changed.
为什么会有这么大的变化？
Why is there such a big change?
因为他们看见了复活的主。
Because they have seen the risen Lord.
弟兄姐妹，愿你的心灵里的眼睛也看到复活的主。
Dear brothers and sisters, may you also see the risen Lord.
因为你所信的是一位又真又活的神。
Because the one that you believe in is a true and living God.
我们每个人都有担心害怕的时候。
Every one of us, there are times that we are fearful.
生活里面有很多事情是我们控制不了的。
There are many things in our life that we are not in control of.
可是如果你打开心灵的眼睛，看到一位复活的主。
But if you use your spiritual eyes, you can see the risen Lord.
看到主耶稣与你同在，你就不会害怕。
That the Lord is with you, and you will not be fearful anymore.
耶稣所接着做的就是他差遣了门徒。
And the next thing that Jesus did was that he sent the disciples.
新约圣经的头五本书，每本书都记载了复活之主赐给教会的大使命。
And the first five books of the New Testament all recorded the great commission of our Lord Jesus.
这对我们来说是一件非常荣幸的事情。
This is a very honored thing.
天上的神要跟我们一起同工。
Because the God of heaven wants us to co-labor with him.
他呼召我们，叫我们去参加他的工作。
He called us to join him in his work.
如果今天有一个你心里很敬佩的人，身份很高的人，请你去跟他一起同工，参加他的工作，我们会觉得说，哎呀，我感到很荣幸。
If someone of high social status asks you to join him in his endeavors, you will feel very honored.
当耶稣去差遣门徒的时候，他就是邀请我们这些信主的人跟他一起来同工。这是我们的荣幸。
When Jesus commissioned his disciples to do his work, it is our honor because we can join in God's work.
我把这五本书的大使命跟大家读一遍。
I'll read to you the great commission that's recorded in the five books of the Bible.
大使命之一在马太福音。
The first one is in the book of Matthew.
这些都是耶稣复活之后所说的话。
These are words that Jesus spoke after he was resurrected.
马太福音二十八章十九到二十节，耶稣这样说：所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒，奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸，凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守。我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。
Matthew 28:19-20. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.And teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age.
大使命之二，马可福音。
The second recording.
耶稣又对他们说，你们往普天下去传福音给万民听，信而受浸的必然得救，不信的必然必被定罪。马可福音16:15-16.
The second recording is in the Gospel of Mark.He said to them, Go into all the world and preach the good news to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
大使命之三，路加福音。
The third,
耶稣说，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦，你们就是这些人的见证。路加福音24:47-48.
In the book of Luke, 24:47-48, and repentance and forgiveness of sins will be preached in his name to all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things.
大使命之四，约翰福音。
Gospel of John is the fourth recording.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣了你们。”约翰福音二十章二十一节。
The Great Commission said, again Jesus said, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, I am sending you." John 20:21.
大使命之五，使徒行传。
The Great Commission, the fifth recording.
耶稣说：“但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。”使徒行传一章八节。
In the book of Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth.
所以不是只有马太福音里面才有大使命。
So it's not only in the book of Matthew that has the Great Commission.
新约圣经的头五本书，每一本书都告诉我们。耶稣给了我们大使命。
In the first five books of the New Testament, Jesus tells us about the Great Commission.
关于大使命，首先，让我想到的是这个使命可不可能？这是不是 Mission Impossible?
Concerning the Great Commission, the first thing I thought of is it a Mission Impossible?
因为耶稣叫我们去往普天下去传福音给万民听。
Because Jesus called us to go into the world, all the world, and preach to all the nations.
又说要我们去使万民做主的门徒。
And that we have to make disciples of all nations.
啊，我年轻的时候喜欢看一个电视影集，就是叫做 Mission Impossible.
When I was young, I liked to watch a TV series. It's called Mission Impossible.
我看的那个是三十多年前的，不是现在的这个电影的。
The one that I watched was over 30 years ago. It's not the new one, that the movie version.
我记得它的中文名字叫《虎胆妙算》。Anyway, 那那个电视影集很有趣。它每一集开始的时候，他们都要执行一个很困难的使命。
And that TV series, every episode in the beginning, they have a very difficult mission to accomplish.
几乎是不可能成功的。
It's almost impossible to accomplish that.
可是每一集结束的时候，他们都完成了使命。
But they always get accomplished of the mission at the end of the episode.
那我们基督徒的使命比他那个使命更困难。
And the mission that we Christians have is actually more difficult than the mission impossible mission.
因为我们的范围是普天下。
Because we have to go unto all nations.
而且不只是传福音，还要使人做主的门徒。
And not only do we need to preach the gospel, we also need to make disciples.
在约翰福音，耶稣对门徒说：“父怎样差遣了我，我也怎样差遣你们。”
And in the book of John, Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
我就想，天父怎么差遣耶稣？
So how did Jesus? How did the Father send Jesus?
天父是不是跟耶稣说，你给我到地球上去做个短宣？
Did the Father say, go for a short-term mission on Earth?
那十天半个月就回来。
After about 10 days or 2 weeks, come back.
然后耶稣回来的时候就买了一些地球上的土产跟人情。
And then Jesus would bring back some.Souvenirs from Earth.
然后回到天上去送给天使。
And bring it back and give it to the angels.
天父差遣耶稣，是要他用自己的生命来显明神的爱。
When God sent Jesus, He wants him to show God's love by His life.
耶稣对门徒说：“父怎样差遣了我。”我也怎样差遣了你们。
And Jesus said, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you."
我们一旦了解到这个大使命的广度跟深度，就说这使命是不可能的。
As we realize how deep and wide this great commission is, we realize that it's almost impossible.
可是我们过去这2000年的历史却证明说这是可能的，而且做到了。
But as we look at the past 2,000 years history, We know that it is possible and it has been accomplished.
因为现在福音真的是传到了地极，然后世界每一个角落都有人做耶稣基督的门徒。
Because we know that the gospel has been preached to the ends of the earth, and there are disciples, there are Christians all over the world.
因为有很多基督徒，他们把自己完全献给主，做他的工。
Because many Christians have give their lives to carry out God's work.
而且他们不是靠自己去做，是靠神给他们的能力去做。
And they did not do this according to their own power, but according to the power that God has given them.
我们也看到这个使命是已经得着能力的。
And we know that this mission is for you to have power.
耶稣说了这话，向他们吹口气，说你们受圣灵。
And when Jesus said to them, and he also breathed to them.
后来耶稣又对他们说，但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力。
And Jesus also said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
那耶稣复活的那天晚上，叫门徒接受圣灵。
And the evening after Jesus was resurrected, he said, you receive Holy Spirit.
弟兄姐妹，如果你是读圣经仔细，你心里有问题的话，你就请你仔细听这一部分。
And as you read the Bible, if you have any questions, you need to listen very carefully.
耶稣叫门徒受圣灵是在他复活的那天晚上。
And on the evening that Jesus has resurrected, he said to the disciples, receive the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就已经在门徒里面。
And the Holy Spirit is already in the disciples.
这是圣灵的储存，存在他们里面。
So the Holy Spirit is already in them.
过了五十天之后，在五旬节的那一天。
After 50 days, on the festival of the Pentecost,
圣灵在他们身上彰显出来。
And the Holy Spirit was exemplified in them.
这是就是让他们大有能力去传福音，那这是圣灵的彰显。
And so the power of the Holy Spirit was shown through them.
那弟兄姐妹，如果你已经真心信主了，你里面就有圣灵。
Dear brothers and sisters, if you truly have believed in Christ, you have the Holy Spirit in you.
只要你信主了，你信主的那一天，圣灵就存在你里面。
When you receive Jesus Christ, you have the Holy Spirit.
那问题是这个圣灵有没有显出来？
The question is whether do you have the power of the Holy Spirit?
什么时候圣灵会在我们基督徒的生命里面显出来？
When does the Holy Spirit exemplify in our lives?
是我们去执行大使命的时候。
It's when we go and do the work of the Great Commission.
新约圣经讲到圣灵彰显的时候，都是他们在执行大使命的时候。
And in the New Testament, whenever you see that the power of the Holy Spirit was exemplified, you see that they were doing the Great Commission.
你说圣灵会不会满足我的好奇心？
So you wonder if the Holy Spirit will satisfy my curiousness.
让我坐在家里的时候就感觉感觉来过过瘾。
So I can feel His power.When I sit at home and just to be happy with that.
那只有当你顺服主的命令，去执行他大使命的时候，圣灵在你生命中彰显出来。
It's only when you are obedient to the Lord's command that you go and do the work of the Great Commission, then the power of the Holy Spirit can be exemplified.
你说我就坐在这里，圣灵啊，你让我感觉一下，让我这边有一种特殊的感觉。
And if you say, oh, well, I'll just sit around at home and pray to God that let me feel the power of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵不是你的佣人，他不会来满足你的好奇心。
The Holy Spirit is not your servant. It will not satisfy your curiousness.
但是当我们顺服耶稣的命令去执行大使命的时候，他所赐给我们的圣灵与我们同在。
But only when we are obedient.To the commandment of Jesus, as we go and preach and make disciples, then the Holy Spirit will take power.
那弟兄姐妹，你愿不愿在今天就有行动？
Dear brothers and sisters, do you wish to take action today?
你愿不愿意对主耶稣说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我？
Are you willing to say to the Lord and say, Here I am, please send me?
最后我们看到这个使命已经是托付我们了。
And lastly, let us take a look that this mission is, has been entrusted to us.
使徒保罗说了一句话，他说：“我若甘心做这事，就有赏赐；若不甘心，责任却已经托付我了。”
The Apostle Paul said that if I preach voluntarily, I have a reward. If not voluntarily, I am simply discharging the trust committed to me.
耶稣说：“如果你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就可以赦免。你们如果不赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。”
And Jesus also said, "If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
弟兄姐妹，这个责任主已经托付我们了。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have been entrusted with the mission.
而这个责任里面有一个赦罪的权柄。
And in this mission, there is a power to forgive.
我们觉得说，哎，我是谁？我哪里有资格去赦免别人的罪
？So you would wonder, who am I? Do I have power to forgive anyone's sins?
为什么耶稣说，如果你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就可以得赦免
？So why did Jesus say, if you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven?
弟兄姐妹，不是我们有这个权柄，而是那个福音里面有这个权柄。
Dear brothers and sisters, we do not have the power. The power lies in the gospel.
因为耶稣基督的福音是赦罪的福音。
Because the gospel of Jesus Christ is a gospel to forgive.
主耶稣要我们奉他的名去传悔改赦罪的道。
Because Jesus wants us to preach in his name the gospel that forgives.
我们去传这个福音，有人信了，他的罪就被神赦免。
As we preach the gospel, if the one listening, accept the gospel, his sins will be forgiven.
如果你说，哎，我这个人我不关心他，我不理他。
You will say, I really don't care about that person.
他也没有机会听到悔改赦罪的道。
And then he doesn't have an opportunity to hear the gospel of forgiveness and repentance.
那用耶稣的话来说，就是你们不赦免那个人的罪，他的罪就留下来。
And in Jesus' words,That means we have not forgiven that person's sin, and they are not forgiven.
那主耶稣在提醒我们，我们所传的是一个赦罪的福音。
And Jesus reminds us that the gospel that we preach is a gospel of forgiveness.
使命已经托付了。
The mission has been entrusted.
信的人，他们罪就得到了赦免。
Those that believe, their sins are forgiven.
最后我们看我们可以怎么样来参加宣教。
Lastly, let us take a look at how we can participate in missions.
有三个方法我们可以参加。
There are three ways that we can participate in.
第一个就是用我们自己，用我们的人来参加。
First is by going.
如果你看到有宣教的机会，你求神给你有这个机会，你就自己出去到各地去宣教。
If God gives you the opportunity, and you take the opportunity to go.
如果你说我没有机会自己去，但是你可以用祷告来参加。
And if you say I do not have the opportunity to go, then you can participate by praying.
你为宣教士祷告，你就是宣教士的伙伴。
If you pray for missionary, then you are partnering with missionary.
你就等于是跟他一起去宣教。
It's like going with him.
最后你可以很实际的用金钱去参加。
And lastly, you can participate by giving your money.
把神给你的金钱用来推动，用来传福音，来推动神的国度。
Through the resources that God has entrusted to you, you can participate in the Great Commission.
不久之前去我的牙医那边洗牙。
Not too long ago, I went to see my dentist.
他们就是一个新的一个洗牙的人啊，是一个美国人，一个中年的女士。
My hygienist is an American lady.
那她很会聊天，就跟我说啊，这个天气怎么样？一下冷，一下热。
And she just was chatting with me about the weather.
聊天嘛，我就说啊，我不久之后要到一个很冷的地方去。
So through our little chit chat, I told her that I'll be going to a very cold place soon.
她就问我说你去干嘛哈
？And she asked me, why do you go there?
我说 it's a mission trip.
So I told her it's a mission trip.
因为他们美国人大概都有这个观念，说 mission trip 他们听得懂是什么。
And most Americans know what a mission trip is.
但因为我不晓得他是不是基督徒。
Because I wasn't sure if she was a Christian.
我不想跟她多讲什么。
So I did not tell her a lot.
但是接着她就跟我说哈，说哦，我有一个朋友，我这个朋友每年都要出去两三次，到各地去做一些那个慈善的工作。
And then she told me that that she has a friend that her friend will go out a few times a year into the world to do some charitable work.
那我就说哦、oh, he must like to help people.
So I said, well, he must like to help people.
所以他一定很喜欢帮助别人，所以他跑出去帮别人。那没想到这个给我洗牙的人，他说 ，No, he just loved the Lord.
And so I said, well, he must like to help people. But then the hygienist told me that no, he loves the Lord.
所以他就是爱主。
He just loves the Lord.
他因为爱主的缘故，他这个朋友每年出去好几次去宣教，去帮助别人。
And because of his love for the Lord, he go out several times in a year to help others.
那当他这样说的时候，我也知道她是一位主内的姐妹。
And so I know by her comment that she is a Christian.
她因为爱主，所以她出去。
Because of his love for the Lord, he go out into the world.
弟兄姐妹，主耶稣给我们一个大使命。
Dear brothers and sisters, the Lord gave us a great commission.
我们只要愿意，可以用不同的方式来参与。
And as long as we are willing, we can participate in different ways.
我想最后的问题就是说，你爱主吗？
So my last question is that, do you love the Lord?
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们再一次感谢你，主耶稣基督为我们完成了救恩。也给我们这个荣耀的使命，让我们每一个人可以奉主的名出去传悔改赦罪的道，让普天下的人可以听了能够信主，能够得救，而且有个蒙福的人生。我们求主在我们教会弟兄姐妹当中来做工，相信我们中间有许许多多的弟兄姐妹，他们都敞开自己的心，愿意跟主说，主啊，我在这里，请差遣我。求主也给我们每一个人有机会来参加主你这个大使命宣教的工作，求主感动我们弟兄姐妹，让我们用我们自己所肯的方法，主你给我们的机会，让我们来参加主耶稣基督的大使命。不管是我们人自己去，或者我们借着祷告我们的金钱，但是不论是什么样的感动，什么样的方法，求主对我们心中说话，让我们这个人出去，人借着我们，借着我们可以认识主，可以得到恩福。这样子祷告是奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。